Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Well, it's the beginning of another month, and God is still in charge. Despite everything that is going on in Washington, D.C., and around the nation and the world, we must not be distracted or despair over things we can't change. There were a few places to the north and west of Charlotte that experienced some wintry weather, but we were blessed here to only receive much appreciated rain. And I was so glad that so many of you ventured out into the rain and did not allow it to deter you from meeting with the church yesterday. Much of what was discussed in BTU and highlighted in the sermon yesterday centered around purpose. We made mention of the fact that things are made with a purpose in mind. And since we believe we are made by God, our Creator, He has a purpose for us. The scripture leads us to believe that God's purpose for creating us is for us to share and behold His glory. To this end was man created, so that he can live and share eternity with God. This is part of the gospel message that we should not be ashamed of, but embrace. Embracing the gospel means we draw it near to us and come to rely on it, especially in times we need help to make it through difficult situations and circumstances. There is never a need to be ashamed of it when we have full confidence in the testimony of our Lord. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a disciplined mind. The gospel we should embrace informs us that we have been forgiven for our sins. We have been called with a holy calling. Jesus has abolished death and given us life and immortality in order to behold and share in the glory of God. When we know and embrace these things, there is nothing that can keep us down. In the coming weeks and months, I hope to see us improve our commitment to embrace and share this gospel with others. Well, that's all for now. I hope to see some of you this evening, but until we meet again, blessings and peace.